Previously on Thomas and the Bible. Let's see. I bet you there was a prophecy and it was like, hey, everything's going to be great. Even for sinners. Yeah, even for the heathens of other countries. They'll have kids. Their kids will have kids. You know, everybody's going to eat a lot. It's going to be... Oh, no, wait. That didn't happen. Sorry. It was the opposite of that. Hey, welcome to Thomas and the Bible. My name is Bible, and we will be reading the Thomas today. Thanks Harley for the intro there. Well, first off, I've got two conflicting emotions going on. First, I'm just loving doing this podcast for you guys. Last week, like the reading is crap. Every week is just terrible. And last week felt like one of my best, actually the last, and this is, I'm not trying to just blow smoke up my own butt here, but the last like three episodes have felt like, or maybe four, I don't know. I think it started with Isaac Hayes or whatever, or no, Barry White, sorry, Barry, same guy, Barry White, Isaac Hayes, same guy. Barry White. Started with that episode. It just was like fun. It just was good. I've just been felt, you know, I got these donors and you guys make me so happy and make me want to do the work to do the show. And it's been great. So that's emotion one. I look forward to doing the show now. It's so fun. That's emotion one. I started with a positive one. Emotion two is, freaking Isaiah is never going to end. I feel like I'll die before we finish this book. And that's how I felt about a lot of them, to be fair. And I don't think I've died yet. I'll have to go back to the in the audio and check on that. Maybe Harley could tell me. I don't know. Fans, you know, I don't go back. I don't listen to my shows. You know, if you've been listening to the back catalog and you've heard an episode where I died, let me know. I'm trying to think. Maybe around like episode like in the 90s or something. Anyway, I can't think offhand if I've died. I don't think I have. But yeah, so I suppose so far I haven't died while, you know, before finishing a chapter or a book. But Isaiah's the latest one that just, it feels like it's never going to end. It's 275,000 chapters. It's 66 chapters. That's close. So we're going from 29 to 33. So we're just getting to the exact halfway point chapter-wise. And it feels like we've been reading this my entire career. Feels like the Bible has started with Isaiah. No, I'm exaggerating again. Nothing's been worse than Chronicles or the, you know, all the other crap. I don't remember. That's another, it's a strength and a weakness of the Bible. It's so long and boring that you just forget how bad all the stuff is. Like, you forget all of it. If I try to think, like, if someone just asked me, hey, you've been reading the Bible, what, you know, for 4 years, what are some bad parts? Give me some juicy stuff. I mean, I think I can provide enough examples, but it's pretty difficult. And, you know, you guys have heard me. I've read every word of it. So it's like, it's this defense mechanism that it's so long and boring that everyone's just like, yeah, the Bible, you know, whatever. They don't even read it. They just read the Jesus bits, I think. You know, Genesis. They read the first three chapters of Genesis and think like, oh man, yeah, I get this. I know what this is about. And then they just kind of skip to Jesus. But they, you know, there's a lot in between there. Then it seems like it never ends. So anyway, all right, let's try to start making this end. Isaiah 29. Woe to Ariel. Oh, to Ariel, the city, the mermaid of the city where David dwelt. Add ye year to year, let them kill sacrifices. Yet I will... Okay, guys. Got news for you. City of Ariel, take a guess. Is it mediocre news? Is it excellent news? Is it kind of good news, kind of bad news? Or is it terrible freaking news? Those are your choices. So go ahead and think. Write them down. You have a pencil? Write your choice down. And then at the end of the show, I'll reveal if you've won. Okay. Yet I will distress Ariel, and there shall be heaviness and sorrow, and it shall be unto me as Ariel. And I will camp against thee round about, and I will lay siege against thee with a mount, and I will raise forts against thee. And thou shalt be brought down, and shalt speak of ground, and thy speech shall be low out of the dust. And thy voice shall be as of one that hath a familiar spirit out of the ground, and thy speech shall whisper out of the dust. Moreover, the multitude of thy strangers shall be like a small dust, or like small dust, and the multitude of terrible ones shall be as chaff that passeth away. Yea, it shall be at an instant suddenly. Thou shalt be visited of the Lord by three spirits. No, not really. I was about to launch into Muppet's Christmas Carol, which would be so, oh my God, it would be the best vacation from this ever. But no, sadly, there's no Michael Caine here. It's just Isaiah. Thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder and with earthquake and great noise with storm. That legitimately, though, I probably mentioned this because I've probably mentioned everything on this show. Muppet Christmas Carol, one of my favorite movies, like pieces of film. I'm not even saying like, oh, it's a good kids Muppet story. No. It's one of my favorite all-time movies. Like, it goes, like, you know, On the Waterfront is pretty damn high for me. Godfather is fantastic. A lot of other ones. And, like, Muppet's Christmas Carol is in there. Like, it's in, I'm not even joking. It's in that conversation. So good. God, Michael Caine in that movie is the, I don't think I've watched it while maintaining a dry eye throughout, and I've seen it 40 times. I don't know. It's the best. If you haven't watched it, you're missing out. It's the best. Expect the first ghost from the... No, anyway, okay. And that one guy... What's that Muppet called? See, I don't even know their names, but I just... Because I just... my brain doesn't work anymore because I've been reading the Bible for 4 years. And the multitude of all nations that fight against Ariel, even all that fight against her and her munition and that distress her, shall be as a dream of night vision. It shall be even as when a hungry man dreameth, and behold, he eateth, but he awaketh, and his soul is empty. Or as when a thirsty man dreameth, and behold it, he drinketh it, but he awake. And this is a lot of words to just say it's going to suck. That's all it says. He's fain and soul hath appetite, so the multitude of the nations be the fight against Mount Zion. That's all it says. Stay yourselves and wonder. Cry ye out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, he hath covered. And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed. Mm-hmm, yeah. Which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray, and he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. That's how bad it'll be, guys. It's bad. That's all you have to know. And I bet you anything, every single other country around here had similar prophecies of like, oh, you know what's going to happen to those Israelites if they don't worship Baal or whatever? And they're like, what? Oh, it's going to be bad, man. There's going to be lower than the dirt. Oh, totally. Like every... the easiest thing to do. There's nothing inspired. And the vision of all has become unto you as the words... No, I read that. And the book is delivered to him that is not... What? I read that too. I stopped scrolling down, I guess. Sorry. Wherefore, the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent shall be hid. I was starting to read like an auctioneer for a second. That would be a cool mode for me to go into when it's boring, so all the time. Woe unto them that seek deep into their heart the good counsel of the Lord, and the works in the dark, and they say, no, who seeth this, and who knoweth this? Do I hear five, do I do five, ten, five, ten, we have 20. I think that's all auctioneers actually do. I don't know if I've done this bit before. I probably have. Why do I even bother, guys? I've done this bit before, too. Ah, I'm in a recursion-like nightmare. I don't know why I bother even asking if I've done the same thing before, because I've done a billion things with you guys. And if your listeners listen to the whole thing, then whatever. Who cares? But anyway, auctioneers, like, first off, what's the point of what they do? Like, they could just say, do I hear 10? Oh, I have 10 there. Do I hear 11? 11 going once. No, 11 guys. Are you sure? 11. Oh, there we go. Okay. 11. Do I hear, let's go 15. Do I hear 15? Can I get 15? Oh, no 15. Huh? Okay. How about 12? But it, like, is there something wrong? Would that not work? You know, is there something wrong with that? So 11, 15, like half of it is 90% of it is nothing. It's just nonsense. 19, 20. Like that's, what is the point? How did that start? Who thought, I mean, it must have just been one guy who was like really kind of funny or like good at quick. Sometimes they say funny things or whatever, and that's fine. I can, you know, I'm all for funny things, but what is the, is it that it like, it, maybe it must be that, I mean, I know there's no logical like decision process, but I think it's a meme. I think it evolved, you know, and I think it's probably that it makes things feel hectic. So you feel like you have to bid because things are so much is happening, you know, you like want to bid to keep up, but I don't know, it's just kind of funny. Can't just be like, this is going for 200. Anyone? Oh, there, 200. Like, it, what's wrong with that? 200, 10. Anyway, all right. That's enough of that. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and the works in the dark, and they say, who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed under the potter's clay, or the work of the made it made me not. Or shall the work of the frame say that he framed it, had no understanding. It is not yet a very little while, and Lebanon shall be turned into the fruitful field. Do I hear fruitful field? Do I hear fruitful field? Shall be esteemed as a forest. Do I hear forest? A forest going once, forest going twice. And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall go up to obscurity and out of the darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy of the Lord. Do I increase their joy? Do I hear two? Do I increase in joy of three? Do I hear joy of four? I've got four. I've got this gentleman over here. He's got a... And the poor man shall monk. Shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the terrible one is brought to naught. Do I hear a terrible two? I got terrible one. Do I hear a terrible two? This gentleman here. Terrible four. Terrible five. You got this five to the blonde in the back. And for the terrible one is brought to naught. And the scorner is consumed, and all that watch for iniquity are cut off. That make a man an offender for a word, and lay a snare for him that reproveth in a gate, and turn aside the just for a thing of naught. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob? Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale. But when he seeth his child, the work of mine hands, in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name, and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the God of Israel. They also that erred in the spit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. Was that the first chapter? Oh my God. Okay. 30. We're on 30, guys. Isaiah 30. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they add sin to sin, that walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. For his princes were at Zoan, and his ambassadors come to Hanes. They were all ashamed of a people that could not profit them, nor be an help nor profit, but a shame and also a reproach. The burden of the beasts of the south into the land of trouble and anguish, from whence come the young and the old lion, and the viper and the fiery flying serpent. They will carry their riches upon the shoulders of young asses, and their treasures upon the bunches of camels, to a people that shall not profit them. For the Egyptians shall help in vain, and to no purpose. Therefore I have cried concerning this, their strength is to sit still. Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come and forever and ever. That this be is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto us smooth things, prophecy deceits. Get out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Wherefore thus saith the Holy One of Israel. Oh, this is a long one. Buckle up. Wherefore say thus to the Holy One of Israel, because ye despise the word and trust in oppression and perverseness, and stay thereon. Therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. And he shall break it as a breaking of the potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so there shall not be found in the bursting of it assured. S-H-E-R-D. Assured. Assured. I wonder what assured is. It sounds like, what does it sound like? Found the bursting of it assured to take fire from there. Like a little piece of, like a ember, kind of. Let's see, what's assured? No, I'm not searching for sure dog, though I wouldn't mind learning, looking at some MMA stats. Shurd. Oh, a potsherd. It's like a shard. Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough. I mean, it's like a burning, based on the context, it was like a burning shard that you could take to make another fire with. And he's saying that there won't even be that after he's done with us. There won't even be a little shurd that he can take and start in. Anyway, so that's... All right, we learned something. I definitely read potsherd. I read it as pots herd, but I guess it's probably potsherd. Yeah, most likely. But anyway, I've read that before, but this was sherd. So, yeah, there we go. We learned something. Or to take water with all of the pit. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning in rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength, and ye would not. But ye said, no, for we will fly upon horses, wherefore we shall flee. Shall ye flee, and we will ride upon the swift. Therefore shall they that pursue you be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one. At the rebuke of five shall ye flee, till ye be left as a beacon upon the top of a mountain, and as an ensign on a hill. And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious with you, and therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. Why do we have to wait for him? God, can you hurry up? If there's anyone who could be on time, it would be God. I don't know. First off, he controls time. So that could be a good way to be on time right there. I think that sort of trumps any other reason I could think of. So I'm just going to stick. And secondly, he has a fast car. But that doesn't mean it's more the part where he controls all of time. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem, and thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry, and when he shall hear it, he will answer thee. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner any more, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers. Dost mine eyes deceive me? And thine, Robin Williams quote. Sad. That sucks. I talked about that last week, right? Well, I don't want... It's not the point of the show, but just mention it. RIP, even though I don't believe there's any other way you can rest, Robin Williams. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, and when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left, ye shall defile also the covering of thy graven images of silver, and thy ornament of thy molten images of gold. Thou shalt cast them away as a menstruous cloth. Nice. I was reading that and I was like, that can't really mean what it, just the very first part tip of my brain when I was reading it, when I read menstruous. But no, that sounds like a menstruous cloth. Like they're actually saying you'll cast it away as a menstruous cloth. Thou shalt say unto the, get thee hence. Then he shall give the rain of thy seed, that thou shalt sow the ground with all the bread of the increase of the earth, and it shall be flat and plenteous. And in that day shall the cattle feed in large pastures. The oxen likewise, and the young asses that ear the ground shall eat clean provender, which hath been winnowed with the shovel and with the fan. And there shall be upon every high mountain and upon every hill rivers and streams of waters, in the day of the great slaughter when the towers fell. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days. And in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people, and healeth the stroke of their wound, behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue is as a devouring fire. And his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach into the midst of the neck to sift nations with the sieve of vanity. And there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to I like when people I think it should be pronounced just for, I don't know why. Because you're like making, it's an onomatopoeia. You're making the sound of what it is. Like when you it's like, You shall have a song as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall shew the lighting down of his arm with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering and tempest and hailstones. For through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with a rod. And in every place where the grounded staff shall pass, which the Lord shall lay upon him, it shall be with tabrets and harps, and in battles of shaking will he fight with it. For Tophet is ordained of old. Yea, for the king it is prepared, and he hath made it deep and large, the pile thereof is fire and much wood. Breathe the breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone doth kindle it. Oh, good, this one's shorter, because, geez, that was a long one. 31. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses, and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong, but they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Yeah, that's right, don't trust in horses. Yet he is also, horses will rip you off, man. They'll hang onto your wallet around horses. Don't trust them. Or chariots. Yet he, I lost my wallet. I looked, it was stuck in the little, the seam between the cushions of the chariot. The chariot driver said, like, yeah, you probably just fell out of your pocket. There's no way. There's no way it fell out of my pocket. I buttoned that thing. Friggin' chariot stole it. I know it. So trust not in chariots. Yeah, you have to trust in the Lord. He doesn't steal your wallet, except he does. Yet he is also wise, and will bring evil, and will not call back his words, but will rise against the house of the evildoers, and against the help of them that work iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men, and not God, and their horses flesh, and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he that is holpen shall fall down, and they shall fall together. For thus hath the Lord spoken unto me, like as the lion and the young lion roaring on his prey, when a multitude of shepherds is called forth against him. He will not be afraid of their voice, nor abase himself for the noise of them. So shall the Lord of hosts come down to fight for Mount Zion and for the hill thereof. As birds flying, so will the Lord of hosts, so are the days of our lives, defend Jerusalem. Defending also he will deliver it, and passing over he will preserve it. Turn ye unto him, from whom the children of Israel have deeply revolted. For in that day every man shall cast away his idols of silver and his idols of gold. Which, yeah, and some idol collector is going to friggin' reap those rewards. Maybe that was the whole, like, motivation for it. I've never thought of that. What if it was some dude who just thought, like, if I can get everyone to dump their idols of silver and gold, I just melt these bad boys down. And then make jewelry. Wait a minute. Jewish people stereotypically make jewelry. What is going on here? I've just come upon this. Anyway. which your own hands have made ye unto you for a sin. Then shall the Assyrian fall with the sword. Not of a mighty man, and the sword not of a mean man shall devour him. But he shall flee from the sword, and his young men shall be discomfited. And he shall pass over to his stronghold for fear, and his princes shall be afraid of the ensign, saith the Lord, whose fire is in Zion, and his furnace in Jerusalem. All right, 32. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment, and a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place. As shadow of a great rock in a weary land, and the eyes of them that see not shall be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of stammers of the stammers shall be ready to speak plainly. The vile person shall be no more called liberal. Oh, there we go. That's why religious people are conservative. Nor the churl said to be, although it's saying the vile person will no more be called liberal. So now I don't know what to believe. Nor the churl. Okay, I'm going to start over, guys. I'm sorry. It's just that auctioneer thing. Nor the churl said to be bountiful. It's just a sentence I don't say often. No more than twice a day do I say nor the churl said to be bountiful. No more than, maybe sometimes twice a day. No more than three times. For the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity to practice hypocrisy and to utter error against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. That guy accomplishes a lot. The vile person, he gets more done than I ever did. Any given day, like my best day. Even on a two podcast day. I used to have those. Now I got everything scheduled out, so I don't usually, but sometimes. And I still don't feel like I've spoken villainy, worked iniquity with my heart, practiced hypocrisy to the utter arrogance of the Lord, make empty the soul of the hungry. That's hard to do. That takes work. That takes networking. You know, you got to set up infrastructure to do that. I don't really know how he does that, but something. And cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. This guy's a freaking superhero, this vile person. I know these are kind of negative things, but still, that's just a lot of work. I don't know how he did all that. The instruments also of the churl are evil. He deviseth wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words, even when the needy speaketh right. But the liberal deviseth liberal things, and by liberal things shall he stand. Rise up, ye women that are at ease. Hear my voice, ye careless daughters. Give ear unto my speech. Many days and years shall ye be troubled, ye careless women. For the vintage shall fail, the gathering shall not come. Tremble, ye women that are at ease. Be troubled, ye careless ones. Strip you and make you bare, and gird sackcloth upon your loins. They shall lament for the teats and for the pleasant fields, for the trustful vine. Upon the land of my people shall come up thorns and briars. Yea, upon all the houses of joy in the joyous city, because the palaces shall be forsaken, the multitude of the city shall be left. The forts and towers shall be for dens forever. A joy of wild asses, a pasture of flocks, until the Spirit be poured down on us, upon us from high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. Then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. And the work of the righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of the righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. Now, that's good, but I don't feel like it's accomplishing as much as the vile person did. I kind of got more respect for the vile person. It's just sheer raw talent, you know? And my people shall dwell in peaceable habitation and ensure dwellings and quiet resting in places. When it shall hail, coming down on the forest, and the city shall be low in a low place. Blessed are ye that sow beside all waters that send forth thither the feet of the ox and the ass. Okay, last one. It's kind of long. So, okay. You're getting your money's worth. Woe to thee that spoilest, and thou wast not spoiled, and dealest treacherously, and they dealt not treacherously with thee. When thou shalt cease to spoil, thou shalt be spoiled, and when thou shalt make an end to deal treacherously, they shall deal treacherously with thee. O Lord, be gracious unto us. We have waited for thee. Be thou their arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. At the noise of the tumult, the people fled. At the lifting up of thyself, the nations were scattered. And your spoil shall be gathered like a gathering of the caterpillar. As the running to and fro of locusts shall he run upon them. The Lord is exalted, for he dwelleth on high. He hath filled Zion with judgment and righteousness. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of the times, and strength of salvation, the fear of the Lord his treasure. Behold, their valiant ones shall cry without, the ambassadors of peace shall weep bitterly. The highways lie waste, and the wayfaring man ceaseth. He hath broken the covenant, he hath despised the cities, he regardeth no man. The earth mourneth and languisheth. Lebanon is ashamed and hewn down. Sharon is like a wilderness, and Bashan and Carmel shake off their fruits. Now will I rise, saith the Lord. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself. Ye shall conceive chaff. Ye shall bring forth stubble. Your breath as fire shall devour you. And the people shall be as the burnings of lime. As thorns cut up shall they be burned in the fire. Hear ye that are far off what I have done, and ye that are near acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with the everlasting burnings? It's interesting. Yeah, it's like hell, but on earth. He that walketh, because I'm pretty sure there's no afterlife. This is just like God's going to like shoot a bunch of rockets and stuff. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes. That's kind of cool line, actually. That stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. See no evil, hear no evil. He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him, his water shall be sure. Thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. Thine heart shall mediate terror. Where is the scribe? Where is the receiver? Where is he that counted the towers? Thou shalt not see a fierce purple, a people of deeper speech than thou canst perceive, of a stammering tongue that thou canst not understand. Look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. But there the glorious Lord will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams, wherein shall go no galley with oars, neither shall gallant ship pass thereby. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us. Yeah, okay. Thy tacklings are loosed. They could not well strengthen their mast. They could not spread the sail. Then is a prey of great spoil divided. The lame take the prey. And the inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwelt therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. And that's the end of the reading for today. Finally, am I right? No, that was fun. It's been fun lately. Like I say, you know, it's really not too bad. Now I am logging on because I need to say thank you to my wonderful patrons. You guys are the best. I'm not sure if I had anybody new. Let me double check. Have I had anyone within the last few? No, I haven't had anyone new for a while. So there, someone needs to sign on. It's been over a month. Come on, patreon.com/TandTheB. Sign on. But in the meantime, I need to thank the best, John P., the founder, the gold member, the chairman of the board of T and the B. That's John P. That rhymed a lot. And then Daryl Keyes, John Bodley, Katie Quiznos, Tom Chambers, Marcel, Jeremy Sharp, Brian Gerfort, Lee Primesberger, David Vandervlies, Joseph Hazelton, Travis Peterson. Thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart. And you are the reason that there is T and the B. And I will see you guys next week. Guys, next week is episode number 150. Episode number 150. Isn't that crazy? Wow, it feels like it was just 100. But yeah, sort of a cool milestone. You know, why not? It's going to be fun. So episode 150. And to celebrate, I'll do an episode and read the Bible. So it's got an awful lot planned. So I'll see you guys next week.